Well, in our family, are you ready?
Yeah, anytime.
In our family garden, there was always some early corn, sweet corn. It's kind of a little dwarf corn, you know, that it doesn't grow very tall, but it bears very early and bears very prolifically. The little ears are almost just a few inches above the ground, you know. I've always thought that green corn is just the most delicious of garden food. Well, of course, among the first plantings, actually Irish potatoes. You know, there have come an old rule here in South Georgia that Irish potatoes should be planted the 14th of February, Valentine's Day, which seems awfully early. But it's all right to plant them there because there's something that will lie there dormant until the earth warms up enough for them to come up anyway. By the 14th of February, they might be up by the 1st of March, but if you plant them last week of February, you'd still have them up the 1st of March and so on. Well, but other things that could be planted very early in the spring would be such things as snap beans. They usually can be planted quite early and come up and mature says that probably about 1st of April you'd have beans. Other things such as field peas cannot be planted very early because it's more sensitive to cool weather. Planted early, to have a tendency to turn yellow or red and stand there until the earth warms. So it's better to wait until perhaps mid-April or somewhere there. It's at least the 1st of April to plant them. Butter beans was always been a great favorite among the garden foods. Of course, as I remember, the garden as we had it, there was always one row of onions. There would be a row of cantaloupes, a row of cucumbers, and along with your snap beans and butter beans and the corn and so on that I've already mentioned. Cabbage, collard. A collard is a plant similar to cabbage, except that it's not really an annual thing. That can go from one year over to the next, and you start breaking the leaves at the ground level, but it comes on up and so finally this thing is up on a stalk, you see. And so everybody had some collards. A few hills of pepper. As a rule, it was not as much as a row, but maybe just a few hills of the red pepper, which is very hot, and then there might be more of the sweet peppers that is not hot and so on. That's about the garden vegetables as I recall them. Now, one of my favorites, and of course this, like field peas and butter beans, is planted a little later in the garden. Okra. Okra has always been a favorite vegetable, I think, in the South, and certainly one that I have always very much liked. Now, the nice thing about okra is that it will continue bearing right on for frost on the same plant system. Maybe you get your first okra, let's say, about middle of May, but somewhere there, but from then on right on until frost, you can continue harvesting off those same plants. So it's very prolific.